Ray was sitting on the porch waiting for Claudia when she arrived promptly at 5 p.m. He met her beside her car, where she stopped and looked at the realtor's for sale sign in the front yard near the street.
"Do you have to sell it?" she asked.
"Either that or give it away. How are you?"
"I'm fine, Ray."
They managed to hug with just the minimum of contact. She was dressed for the occasion in slacks, loafers, a checkered blouse, and a straw hat, as if she'd just stepped from the garden. The lips were red, the mascara perfect. Ray had never seen her when she wasn't properly turned out.
"I'm so glad you called," she said as they slowly walked up the drive to the house.
"We went to court today, opened the estate."
"I'm sorry. Must have been tough on you."
"It wasn't too bad. I met Judge Farr."
"Did you like him?"
"Nice enough, I guess, in spite of the history."
He took her arm and led her up the steps, though Claudia was fit and could climb hills in spite of the 2 packs a day.
"I remember when he was fresh out of law school," she said. "Didn't know a plaintiff from a defendant. Reuben could have won that race, you know, if I'd been around."
"Let's sit here," Ray said, pointing to 2 rockers.
"You've cleaned up the place," she said, admiring the porch.
"It's all Harry Rex. He's hired painters, roofers, a cleaning service. They had to sandblast the dust off the furniture. But you can breathe now."
"Mind if I smoke?" she said.
"No." It didn't matter. She was smoking regardless.
"I'm so happy you called," she said again, then lit a cigarette.
"I have tea and coffee," Ray said.
"Iced tea, please. Lemon and sugar," she said, and crossed her legs.
She was perched in the rocker like a queen, waiting for her tea. Ray recalled the tight dresses and long legs of many years ago as she sat just below the bench, scribbling elegantly away in her shorthand, while every lawyer in the courtroom watched. They talked about the weather, as folks do in the South when there's a gap in the conversation, or when there's nothing else to talk about. She smoked and smiled a lot, truly happy to be remembered by Ray. She was clinging. He was trying to solve a mystery. They talked about Forrest and Harry Rex, 2 loaded topics, and when she'd been there for half an hour, Ray finally got to the point. "We found some money, Claudia," he said, and let the words hang in the air. She absorbed them, analyzed them, and proceeded cautiously.
"Where?"
It was an excellent question. Found where, as in the bank with records and such? Found where, as in stuffed in the mattress with no trail?
"In his study. Cash. Left behind for some reason."
"How much?"
she asked, but not too quickly.
$100,000.
He watched her face and eyes closely. Surprise registered, but not shock. He had a script, so he pressed on. "His records are meticulous. Checks written, deposits, ledgers with every expense. And this money seems to have no source."
"He never kept a lot of cash," she said slowly.
"That's what I remember, too. I have no idea where it came from. Do you?"
"None,"
she said, with no doubts whatsoever.
"The judge didn't deal in cash, period. Everything went through the First National Bank. He was on the board for a long time, remember?"
"Yes, very well. Did he have anything on the side?"
"Such as?"
"I'm asking you, Claudia. You knew him better than anyone, and you knew his business."
"He was completely devoted to his work. To him, being a chancellor was a great calling, and he worked very hard at it. He had no time for anything else."
"Including his family," Ray said, then immediately wished he had not.
"He loved his boys, Ray, but he was from a different generation."
"Let's stay away from that."
"Let's."
They took a break and each regrouped. Neither wanted to dwell on the family. The money had their attention. A car eased down the street and seemed to pause just long enough for the occupants to see the for sale sign and take a long look at the house. One look was enough because it sped away.
"Did you know he was gambling?" Ray asked.
"The judge? No."
"Hard to believe, isn't it? Harry Rex took him to the casinos once a week for a while. Seems as if the judge had a knack for it and Harry Rex did not."
"You hear rumors, especially about the lawyers. Several of them have gotten into trouble over there."
"But you've heard nothing about the judge?"
No, I still don't believe it.
The money came from somewhere, Claudia, and something tells me it was dirty. Otherwise, he would have included it with the rest of his assets.
And if he won at gambling, he would have considered that dirty, don't you think?
Indeed, she knew the judge better than anyone. Yes, and you?
Sounds like Reuben Atlee to me.